December 5, 2020. It's a Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Why for Pedro show. Happy Saturday, first Saturday of December. Yep, this 2020 is almost over. We started the show off with John Coltrane doing Consequences, and then a Brain Switch with And the World Will Sleep from their first record. You can hear some noise. That's actually my guess, because I'm not man alone. Brother Matt, he's still out to Love Grotto on Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still in quarantino mode. But because of those incredible engineers in Estonia with their Skype software invention, I got Adam from Brain Switch with me. Welcome aboard, Adam.
Oh, to your listeners and Mr. Mike, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
To have some conversation with you. All over from Bosnia and Herzegovina, if anyone knows where it is.
Ah, yeah, maybe I should explain to the listeners. He's in Mostar, which is the big town in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it's kind of up against the Adriatic, so maybe just east of Italy, a little south Croatia, a little north Serbia.
And, yeah, we are like in sub-Mediterranean zone.
That's right.
And Mostar is not that big city, since the Bosnia and Herzegovina is not a big country. So, like, it's 65,000 people living in...
like Pedro, right. Well, you know, we say big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can't... One day I'm going to play there. I almost got to play... The big town is Sarajevo, of course, and I almost got to play there with Stooges once, but it got canceled last minute. But one day I want to play there. These mountains, listeners, are called Balkans, so they're shared by all these lands here. And interesting place. A lot of mixed things. Anyway, Brain Switch. So you guys, let's go back with your musical story. What, Adam? What's your earliest musical memory recollection?
My earliest musical memory would be something like Madonna or anything that brings me back to 80s and what I was listening on MTV or something like that, Guns N' Roses, Metallica.
You brought up Madonna.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You brought up Madonna.
Yes, I brought Madonna and Prince and stuff, you know, we were accessible here, you know. To hear on TV stations that were broadcasting MTV or something like that.
Right.
But what late 80s, early 90s.
What I wanted to say, there was a Yugoslav version of Madonna, kind of, this a band called Magazine, and the singer Liliana.
Magazine.
Yeah, the singer Liliana, she's my second man, organ man's wife here in San Pedro.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, Magazine had several singers. I think she was the second or third one.
Yeah, they're still changing it. They still exist. They are still hyper-producing songs, and they are top of the pop in Croatia.
Okay. Anyway.
They're really great.
That's a tangent. Forget about them. What about you?
Yeah.
What was the first record you bought for yourself?
First thing I bought for myself, Super Unknown. But it was a copy, a cassette, you know. We didn't have original CDs available here.
What was the first gig you saw?
First gig I saw, it was something domestic here. I don't know, rock and roll players playing here. I can't remember.
You're talking about a local rock and roll band.
Local. From Mostar and something like that. First big thing I saw was Deftones from, you know, Sacramento.
Sure, Sactown, California. It's our capital, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. What about at school? Did you do music at school?
Well, at my eighth grade, I had a first band. It was called Asphalt, and we played on this, I don't know the word, but nothing in plugged acoustic guitars and stuff like that. We were listening to Nirvana, and we played all their stuff down in the basement of my building with my friends and something like that.
Okay, great. What kind of songs? Did you cover songs, or did you write your own material?
All material. I do not cover things because I'm a bad player. in every instrument I get with my hands. Our songs, basically, it was something like grunge. We were citing the words from, I don't know, Hare Krishna, stuff like that, really.
Hare Krishna.
You know, our songs were like Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, and something like that.
So you're saying
it was a teenage. Yeah.
You're saying they're like they were like chants.
No, but you know, it was a weird teenage stuff, you know. And we had some lyrics on based on our hormone working, like, you know, you are stupid, you are like that, girls are, you know that. You know, that shit that comes from 13 years old guy.
Sure, sure.
Did
Asphalt ever record?
Not actually.
Okay. Well, look.
I don't have the record of that. Yeah.
Adam, you got to start somewhere, okay? So it's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to play. Look, you guys just put out like a concept record. And I want to play, I'm going to play all the songs in order. So the first one here is From the Sleep.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. You just heard From the Sleep from Brain Switch. Then we had brand new from the Wild Rats. Well, actually, it was 23 years ago when we recorded it, but just came out now, called Shed. It was Ron Ashton from the Stooges and Thurston Moore, Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth, and Sean Lennon, and myself. We were asked to do some movie soundtrack, and this is some of the stuff that went along. Never made the movie, but now it's coming out from Steve Shelley, actually, and Don Fleming are very involved. Yeah, and Don Fleming's playing guitar on there, too. Richard Hell, after that, from his first single, 1976, Another World. The greatest bass line. I love this. And everything, the words, I could live with you in another world. We had yesterday, I was talking to Austin, which is Ivan Julian, one of the guitar man's son. He just had his 31st birthday. So, you know, time is a freight train, people. And I think 2 weeks, yeah, 2 weeks and a day, I'm going to be 63. Fuck. Bowman's Prendon after that with Backdoor Double Talk and 38 Tigers, Poker Humor. And finally, the second part, new Brain Switch album, Bow Down to the Sun. And what Adam was telling me off-air, people, was actually this new album they got, this concept record, it's kind of a continuation of their first album. Explain, Adam.
Well, the first thing was we continued to be blurry and without explicit message sending in the and on the lyrics, you know. Second thing is that we try to improve our creative work, like the last songs from the first album. And you can see on the first album we had some like garage noise, but at the end of that first album we had some improvements, and that we try to, you know, get better with second album. And it's 5 years between two album or recording, so we took a bit of time, and
that's okay. Yeah, no wine before it's time, Orson Welles once said.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Adam, how did Brain Switch get together?
Well, in a little town such as Munster, we were playing. As I mentioned earlier, my first band was when I was 14. And my colleague, the one that gathered us, he was also playing in some early bands, doing hardcore and everything like that. And at the time, I don't know, did you know, but there was a war in Bosnia, and the Mostar was divided and still has its, you know, scars from that period. We were playing on the West Bank, and they were playing on the East. And the music brought us together. And like when we turned, I don't know, 28, we get together. We had in previous time the mutual band, and that split up. And then the Goran, the man who gathered us, told us he has some ideas. He brought the other boys from, I don't know, the other bands, and it's five piece that's never been changed from 2010.
So you're telling me
that was the age of foundation. Yeah.
A guy named Goran put together Brain Switch.
Yeah, he had some ideas on Rooster, waiting to be revealed, to be played with somebody who is willing to play stuff he presented, you know. And he find us, the four other guys, and we stuck together since then.
Did Goran come up with the name Brain Switch?
Yeah, he had it in mind, like something that's clicking and making the switch in the brain. Because the idea of our music was that we are going to play something slow and then aggressive. So, like, it's something switching.
Right, kind of dynamic.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let me see if I understand this. You four, you guys were Asphalt, all four of you?
No. That was something in my early period.
That was just your band when you were young. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, when I was younger. And then I had a band with Goran. It was called Clown, and it split. We split, and then we built a new band with Goran on first.
Okay, you had a band called Clown?
Yeah. No. I will share some stuff from Clown to you.
I would love to hear. Well, how much different is it than Brain Switch?
Well, it was hardcore. It was hardcore. With me on vocals screaming. We had a wonderful bass player. We had a DJ. Goran was a DJ at the time, not a guitarist. And in Brain Switch, he was on turntables. You know, it was six of us.
Wow. Big hardcore band.
Yeah.
So did Clown do any recordings?
Actually, in a version without me, they did some recording. And with me on band, we had also some few records. I don't know, few tracks in our record. It's all about tracks. We had two tracks recorded. That's all.
Okay.
Never happened with album or something like that.
Understand. Now, Brain Switch. Tell me about the first gig. What was the first Brain Switch gig like?
Oh, if I will remember. Yeah, it was in our, of course, city of Mostar. I think we brought Consecration, the band from Belgrade. You know, in Serbia, there are some post-rock megastars. And we asked them to come to play with Mostar, and we played with them. I think that was our first thing.
Like you guys,
maybe before that, yeah.
Like you guys opening up.
Yeah, we were opening up. They were bigger than us. They were older than us.
Sure.
They opened for Neurosis in Zagreb.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So this first Brain Switch gig, was it a success?
I don't know what you're concerned.
Well, they didn't boo you off the stage. People liked it.
No. Few people that came liked it.
Okay. Because you only have a first gig once, okay? So that's why I always ask about it.
Yeah. Well, we had support, local support. You know, I don't like to say they liked us more than the main guests, but, you know.
Yeah, they were support. It's good to have somebody... on your side. And from that first version of Brain Switch, have you guys changed?
Version, like, what the meaning of version of band? Like, we are the same guys, you know, five, never changed the equipe, but we improved our sound.
Right.
That's it.
And Goran.
They're not like, yeah.
Goran, no more DJ?
No, the man is a drummer. The man is a turntable guy, and he's a guitarist. And he even put the bass on our records, on some tracks on our record.
So he can play everything.
He is a very talented guy, and as I would said in a lot of interviews, he's our machine guy. He's the, like, producer, like, songwriter, and he's a total composer, you know.
Wow.
He's gifted. Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about Magazine. They have one guy who does everything, right?
Yeah, no, it's called Tonchi.
That's right. Yeah. I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to tell you, Adam, when I was in high school, because we got a lot of people from the old Yugoslavia, right? And the big band in the 70s, I can't speak the Slav, but in English it was White Button.
Deluga. Yeah, Bielo Dugme.
White Button.
That was a folk rock band. Like, not space folk rock, but, you know.
Well, I think in those days they were more like Deep Purple, but I think they do folk rock nowadays, or the main guy.
Nowadays, they don't exist anymore. But they were the greatest band in the Yugoslavia.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the main guy. I think he does some kind of ethnic music. Maybe gypsy kind of stuff.
Yes, with gypsies and other folk music.
Right. I can't remember his name, but, you know, this is a while ago, so my memory not so good. But I remember White Button was the big band. And to me, it sounded kind of like Deep Purple.
Yeah. They were good. They were mixing everything, you know, from pop to rock to, I don't know.
Yeah, so you saw them.
Baseball.
You saw them at gigs?
No. They were here in Mostar. It's not my, you know, it's not my club.
Yeah, and maybe you were too young?
Well, I wasn't even born where they were playing in the 70s. I was born in 81. You know, they were funny for me when I was a kid, but, you know, because they were making the pop music.
Sure. Well, sorry to bring them up. I just thought of them for some reason.
No, I'm glad you brought it up.
but this Goran guy, he's a big part of Brain Switch. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know about that. You know, sometimes it seems to be a guy like that, but you need the other people, right? A band is more than one guy.
Of course. You have to have a crew, you know.
Absolutely.
As a captain.
Absolutely.
You have to have a crew on your board. And,
otherwise, you know, you're a captain of nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of silly. So when he presented you with this new concept for the second record, how did he go song by song, or did he give you a big picture?
Me and him.
Well, I lost you. You're going to have to start over. Adam, it's bad connection. I'm not hearing any of you.
Can you hear me now?
I just heard you then.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So Goran and I were talking about album, and he presented his own idea about the album and things that he was trying to tell me. It was like, this album will be dedication to the sun. We tried to explain that concept in the media. I don't know if you...
Well,
read something about it.
No, you're dropping out. I can't understand you, but it sounds like you're saying that this record was dedicated to the sun.
To the sun that was shining above the ruined city, you know, Mostar.
Okay, yeah, because of the war.
And teenage years.
The war in the 90s, yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
It
was terrible, and the kid has just one time, teenage time, and just one youth, you know. You only live once.
Right.
And if it's a post-war, then what the fuck?
Right, you Adam. I wish people would realize that, because a lot of crying. I mean, it's a rough time with this COVID-19, but can you imagine if you had a war in your place?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to keep it in perspective. But it seems like a hopeful thing, because the sun is shining, even though the city got ruined. Look, we're at the end.
Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah, that's still kind of a hope, right? Look, we're at the end of the first hour, December 5, 2020, Dishwap Pedro Show. Special guest Adam from Brain Switch. Hold tight for hour two. December 5, 2020, it's the second hour of the Wap Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
we've been on the verge for 5,000 years at least. We've established our dominion over every living thing, with one exception, that would be the inner beast. We've left our homelands far behind. Now they're below the ocean's deep. We catch glimpses of the future, but only in our sleep. Toss another coin, toss another coin, toss another coin. We move in circles, we move in zigzags, or all too often in straight lines. We commit all manner of misdemeanor, and when we're caught, we usually pay the little fines. We either try to save the cow, try to blow each other up, depending on the current mood. But after all these many million years of what's called evolution, we are still just mostly sniffing around for food. So toss another coin, toss another coin, another coin. There's a road leads out of here. I suppose we'll travel along, but there's that bone. Telling us that we're already long, long gone. Out of ignorance and fear, we will surely fly when we grow wings. We'll feast upon the precious stones that the mighty asteroid brings. Till then, let's toss another coin, toss another coin, toss another coin. Toss another
despertarme en la mañana, sabiendo que tengo otra oportunidad. Otra chance para ver las caras sonrientes de mis niños.
Watford Pedro Show, we start off the second hour with Sometimes Comes the Mother, Sometimes the Wolf, from Brain Switch, featuring Mike Armony. Sam Bennett after that with Toss Another Coin, Waku Waku Kingdom with Third Eye, something like that. Tallum, Brand New, La Vida S, and finally, Ethereal, Brain Switch. Adam, who's Mike Armony?
Mike Carmen is the guy we met in Sarajevo playing with them, opening for them. It's a band Zeta. They are playing post-metal.
It's dropping out again, Adam.
They were on. Now, can you hear me?
Yeah, it keeps going away.
I want to explain who's Mike Carmen.
Yeah.
He's the guy with. Yeah, we met Rosetta. They were touring. They are a band from USA, you know.
Rosetta.
Rosetta. Post-metal band. They were touring in Europe, and they came to Sarajevo. We were opening for them. Then we met, and in time we were recording our album, we asked Mike if he would consider just one song that we thought about him, his voice, to be a part of this song, and he accepted, and he made it. That's Mike.
Okay.
Professor. I think he's professor, but he's a musician.
He has two hats. He's a musician,
yeah.
He's a professor. You know who's like that? Is the singer of Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offspring?
No, Bad Religion.
Yeah.
He's a professor, and he's also a singer. But anyway, the guitar player for Ray Crayola is a professor and a singer. It happens sometimes. So it was just coincidence.
Whom I know. I guess it was a goodwill of Mr. Mike to join.
Well, obviously, he must have liked Brain Switch. He must have liked your gig.
I guess he did. And the other guys from the band did. We liked theirs.
So it was mutual.
I think we get it mutual. You know, they were touring. They met a lot of other bands. I'm not sure if they remember us as unique, but Mike responded like, "Hey guys, you know, I remember you. Thank you for inviting me to join your album," and something like that.
That's great. Look, I want to play Dead Rose Ritual.
Okay.
Thank you.
The pole.
Walk for Pedro show. Started that chunk of music off with Brain Switch doing Dead Rose Ritual. Then Germanotta Youth with Gore Matryoshka. The Portugal Japan Black Jacket. The Scrags with Invasion Troopers. The Sweet Ones joining the club. Funny name. Pineapple Empress. When We Came Together, Sassafras, Mono Party, and finally, Breathe the Light from Brain Switch. So, tell me about recording this record. Where did you do it at? Did you record it in Mostar?
Yeah, most of it in Mostar, in Goran's home. And we're lucky we have like 20 meters from Goran's home, we have a Pavarotti Center. It's a, and in Pavarotti Center that was built and sponsored by, you know, Pavarotti.
You're talking about the opera, Pavarotti. The opera singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He donated some things, and the studio was established there, and whole music center was established here in Mostar, and nowadays you have the best studio in Bosnia and Herzegovina here in Mostar.
Ah, that's great.
So we recorded drums over there, and guitars and everything, like, you know, plug it in computer, play it at home, and reamping on the other studio near Mostar, and then we all we packed that music that we have digital and send it to Mario Quintero. He is also from, at the time he was in New York, I think he moved somewhere, I don't know, Philadelphia or whatever. He is from band Spotlight. Maybe you heard of
them.
Yeah,
yeah. And he mixed it?
And he mastered.
He mastered it. Okay. Who mixed it? Goran?
No, Mario mixed it, but it was mastered by Mr. Plotkin. He's also American guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I understand now. I understand now. Both U.S. guys mixed and mastered.
Yeah. And one was vocalist. You know, we like you Americans.
You're very kind.
We couldn't do anything without you.
Well, you're very kind. But Goran recorded everything, right?
Yeah, the guys were the guys from Ben were walking into his home. They were playing bass and guitars, and the drummer was recording in the studio I mentioned,
right.
Pavarotti Center,
Pavarotti,
and that's it.
Yeah.
I was doing vocals in Goran's room.
Wow. Look, that's the way it is these days. You can make an album anywhere. I don't think that's such a bad thing. But it's great that you had the Pavarotti Center for the drum sound, because that's one thing that's hard to record in a house is drums.
Of course. That was not in our minds to record anywhere else but in studio.
No, I have the same problem. Like, I can record anything here in my apartment, but not drums.
Yeah.
Not drums. Maybe robot drums, drum machine, but not drummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could do bass, I can do all the other instruments, you know, but yeah, the drums, you need a good place, a place that has good acoustics, and also where you can make some noise.
Yeah.
Right? Because people, they can kind of complain. So how long did it take to record?
We were not rushing it, you know.
Sure, sure.
We had sessions, like, on vocal, waiting for guys to be available on recording guitars and bass. But we took a time.
Like,
we took our time.
Like a year? 2 years?
Let's say it was 2 years, like.
Okay.
Without any pressure, it was like, you know, one thing by one by one.
Yeah, yeah, step by step.
Step by step.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the drums were probably all done at once, and then everything else.
Yeah,
added.
In one day because of the cost of
sure,
recording.
Sure. No, I can imagine. I can imagine. And then that could be kind of the backbone, the foundation that everybody else could record to.
Oh, yeah, we had some pre-records that drummer, you know, listens and he plays the stuff that was arranged before recording, you know, and we were laying things on that backbone.
Now, did Goran make demos for you?
Of course. You know how he is.
Adam, I wasn't there. I have to ask you, maybe of course, but I wasn't there, so you have to tell me.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, he's sending us the whole picture of a song with the drums. He has electric drums.
Yeah.
With a bass put on it, with a guitar, and even vocals.
So it was
vocal
like,
idea.
Like he made a miniature version of the real thing, and then you guys had to do your version.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Do you
think, you know, we changed it as we are accepting, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You probably changed it as you started to do it, right?
Yeah, right.
Adapt it more to the band.
Of course.
Yeah. But he gave the first idea. Yeah. I see. And since you're doing the singing and stuff, the words, does he write all the words?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. If he has an idea better than mine, then I put it to him. Sometimes we come together and put the lyrics together. We're discussing. Collaborating totally.
Yeah.
You know, sitting one by one in a, by each other and writing things, and sometimes he writes a whole thing and presents it to me, and I say, yeah, man, you're right. And sometimes I do my own. On the first album, it was more things that I wrote for myself rather than Goran. And okay.
Yeah, I understand. Now with this record, since he had the big concept, maybe. We're at the end of the second hour, December 5, 2020, edition WAP Pedro Show. Special guest Adam from Brain Switch. Hold tight for hour 3.
Yeah,
December 5, 2020. It's the third hour of the WAP from Pedro Show.
Well, just make some noise. Tom, light us up. half of it to find the key.
Yeah, I was like, what's he doing?
I don't know. That was like an A minor.
That's where we were.
The major work.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the third hour. Brain switch. This is part of the big story, people. This is kind of hard for me to say because I've never seen this word before, but Scytherism, astronauts. And that's Scythers. Let's start with a P. You know how in English sometimes we have a silent P, like psychiatry and shit like that.
Yeah.
This has that. So, and then tragic comedy with The Price You Pay, Mississippi Flatfoot, brand new band, Brother Steve. Log jam, just a jam, but this has got them started. And then history after that with Fear is a Finger Upon the Hand of Our Lord. And then finally, ephemerality. It's like ephemeral, people. I hear some noise over there. It's like ephemeral, but ephemerality.
Yeah.
You guys are better at English than I am. Really, Adam.
Really?
Well,
you're leaving that for a
while. I know ephemeral. I've heard ephemeral before, okay? Kind of surreal kind of thing. But ephemerality. Well, yeah, it's an adjective. Okay. You could do that. You could do whatever you want, man. Let the freak flag fly. That's what I say. And sometimes people have an English as their second language can teach me a lot about my own language. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, the record came out when? Last month?
In March.
Oh, it's coming out. Oh, it's coming out. Not for, in 3 months.
It came out in March.
Oh, last month. That's right. That's what I meant to say, because it came out right when this COVID-19 hit.
So, yeah.
No chance to really tour it, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, not at all. No. So, but you guys did make a video.
Each video we made it in a couple of hours here in Mostar, gathered together and put some camera. Goran is doing camera also. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. So he also makes videos. This guy does everything.
Yeah, he do some digital design also. He's totally creative person and he deserves to.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we would call him here Renaissance man.
Renaissance man.
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah.
So he also made your videos for you, because I saw some of the videos, pretty intense. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good, very good. I want to play, we're going to play the last two songs now of the piece, and the first one is How to Create Universe, and the second one is How to Destroy Universe. That's so funny.
Yeah, two opposite things.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, last music for this edition, people. Brain Switch with How to Create Universe. Then we had Wayne Pete Ensemble with Bring It's Part 2. And finally, How to Destroy Universe by Brain Switch. And it's kind of, yeah, that's a really heavy thing. Because we were saying off air, people, the yin and the yang, you know. Both or over here, we say, Adam, both sides of the coin.
Yeah, yeah, dollar is everything you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. You see everything, the metaphor in money. Okay.
Yeah. We say here, too, sometimes, if you want to know the truth, follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow the money. You want the truth, follow the money. Yeah, they'll say what they say, they'll show what they show, but just follow the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, since this came out in March, you guys can't tour to make some videos. What's the next plan? Are you writing new material?
I'm bringing my own ideas on my acoustic guitar and recording it on my cell phone. And Goran is doing his thing. He moved to Austria.
Wow.
Yeah, and he is writing over there. He's doing his job daily, but in the meantime, he's writing new things.
And you're writing songs too. You make your demos on your phone, like a memo.
On my phone, but you know, my ideas are not exactly like that, and I'm not the composer. I just have riffs and melodies and. Sometimes it vanishes as ideas.
That's why you want to record them, because, yeah, write out the memory.
Yeah, I have the memory.
But, you know, okay, you say you only got riffs. You only got some lyrics. But that's how that's the basic parts of composing.
Yes, but it's not sufficient in order to put it from the bottom to top, you know, to finish the record.
Of course.
To finish the track. You have to put all things together.
Yeah, but you have to start somewhere,
if,
right?
If someone ruins your idea that you have in mind, then it's not, that's not the same thing. So sometimes my ideas are not approved when we play in rehearsals.
Ah, you mean the other three guys?
The other four guys, yeah.
Four guys, I'm sorry. The other four guys.
Yeah. The other four guys, they think that I'm a bit too slow and too much sorrow.
We would say kind of downer.
Downer, yeah. I'm a low pressure.
Yeah. Well, but pressure. You know what? Look, songs are about feelings. Sometimes you have sad feelings. Why not? So do the other four guys, do they write? Do they compose?
I wouldn't put it like that, but when we rehearse our songs, especially in the first album, All That Ideas, they brought it up on the rehearsal, you know. They brought the idea on the rehearsal, and maybe sometimes the riffs they bring at the rehearsal, and that's how we put things together.
Yeah.
That was on our first album mostly.
They bring in a riff and then you guys develop it with the practice. Okay, but this second record much different because Goran had a lot of the concept.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you say, you're working on songs for a third record, right?
We are working on ideas. I don't know what will that bring, you know.
Of course. No one knows. No one knows. But at least you try.
No one knows.
Yeah, at least you try.
No one playing Corona. Yeah.
Now, Adam, where can people find information on Brain Switch on the internet?
On Facebook. On Bandcamp.
Is there a Brain Switch website?
Yeah, Brain Switch Band. I think it's
.com.
I think dot band or .com, I'm not sure.
Okay, brainswitchband.com, people.
Yeah, but just Google Brain Switch and they'll put you.
Ian McKay would say, Ian McKay would say, use the search engine. He wouldn't say the word Google.
Yeah, yeah.
No free publicity.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, I think you guys made a great record. I like your first one too, and I'm very curious.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very curious about the third one. What it'll be like, because especially with Goran, even though he's still influenced, he's living in Austria now. So you five guys, you'll be more on your own this time.
Yeah, but Goran is a glue.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the glue. Sometimes I think
he's the glue. He's the main that is connecting us with ideas, you know.
Sure.
Without him, we would be something else, you know. We wouldn't have that sound, that, you know, that kind of music at all.
Yeah, so in a way, Goran is sixth member.
In a way, he is a fifth.
Fifth member?
There's a five of us, five piece band from Munster. Goran, me, bass player Wishy, and drum player Zlatko, and the other guitarist Adnan. So there's a five of us.
Yeah, but so he would be like the sixth guy.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I thought you just named five guys.
Yeah, the first one is Goran. The other one is me.
Okay. So Goran's one of the guitar players.
Yeah.
Okay. But he also plays everything. Okay. So yeah. Sorry. I'm a slow learner, Adam. Forgive me. Sorry.
I'm a bad English speaker.
No, you're good. You're good. You're great. And it's been a big honor to have you. And I can't wait for all five of you to come up with the third, with this third album. I can't. When you make the third record, will you come back on and we can talk about it?
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
It would be our pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Follow. People, it's been December 5, 2020, this is a lot. Peter, so keep your powder dry.